What's up, guys, and welcome to another Q&A episode. Jay, we're in March, man. Third month of the year. We got four of these this month. We've said this before. These are a lot of fun. This is where we answer questions that come in through Instagram. If you reply to the newsletter, there's a whole bunch of ways to get your question answered on the podcast, but we always pick questions to answer, and we got some good ones this month. So let's get going here. This first one has to do with training. So how can I implement
of course,
sandbag training into the force programming? So before I let you kind of start answering that, Jay, just a little bit of background in case nobody knows, but most people should. Force is one of the three tracks that we offer on the Train Hard app. It's 5 days a week. It's our strength and conditioning track. It's the one that I always say, you know, we have three tracks on the app, one for each season of your life. I think that Force is the one that, like, if you're really trying to like become a capable human being, run, jump, get stronger, get fitter, you know, whether that's going to help you on the mats or just in case shit hits the fan, that's the program. I know it's kind of the bulk of your training, but the question here is, how do I implement some sandbag training into that? Which the timing of that is interesting because I know it's something we've been talking about, something you talk about quite a lot. So what do you think? How would you start that off?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, I didn't really use sandbags much. I mean, I would use them just for like strongman type stuff. I'd use them just because in case they had them at the CrossFit Games, which they did pretty regularly, actually. But I didn't like use them in my training in place of dumbbells, kettlebells, or barbells. And one of the things I've been thinking about a lot lately is just the versatility of a sandbag and the affordability and the travelability. There's a lot of benefits to sandbags in particular. Like, dude, you could dump it out, travel anywhere, load it up. Like for all the reasons I just mentioned. And so I think when you ask the question, how do you incorporate a sandbag into a force training? So our force training generally has a strength piece, and then a MECON or a conditioning piece. An area that is difficult with sandbag training is for like one rep or very, very heavy loads. It's just hard to get that sandbag up into a position where you could actually like back squat, for example. Like, you could only put so much on your back, unlike having it in a rack and trying to take it off the rack position for a barbell. So using this as an example for the force workout, it's five sets, five back squats, start moderate, heavy, and build to heavy. So how would you use that with a sandbag? Well, what I would do is I'd find the heaviest sandbag I had available. I would put it in the front rack. So I'd clean it to a front rack. And instead of doing traditional back squats, I would do slow tempo front squats. Or if I can, pop it onto my back and do slow tempo back squats. So you'd still get a very similar stimulus. You just wouldn't be able to load it up as heavy because you can't load up a sandbag as heavy as a barbell, especially taking it from a rack. But that's an example of how you can get a very similar stimulus where you put the sandbag on your back, you grab the handles, and instead of doing regular squats, you tempo it. So more time under tension at lighter load. I have a tendency to think that equals out to a heavier load with regular speed, more or less. And then you look at the workout, right? You have an EMOM, 1 minute back squats, 1 minute hand release pushups, some goblet lunges, and a cal row, for example. Well, you could do the exact same thing with a sandbag. You just throw it on your back instead of using a barbell. For the lunges, you could just go ahead and hold it in a front rack position. If you have different size sandbags, that's ideal, obviously. Or maybe for that day, you want to reduce the loading on that sandbag. So maybe you take out some of the sand for that day, use it lighter, then you refill it back in when you want to go for the heavier load later on. So I guess the answer is, you make do with what you have. If you want to start incorporating a sandbag into your training, essentially just replace it for a barbell many of times or a set of dumbbells, and you could find it to do ground overhead. There's all kinds of stuff. And I guess that's my kind of starting point of that on that answer is like, be creative and add it in where it feels organic for you to add it in.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, but sandbags played a huge piece in like recovering from when I really hurt my back and now kind of like staying out of pain just because of the way it like loads your body, especially like the round ones. I think that another thing that's worth talking about is the fact that there are very different sandbags.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I think that you were talking about like the long ones with handles that you can kind of like clean up, put on your back. There's also like the ones that are heavier that you can like bear hug or throw over your shoulder. I don't know if the different sandbags have like different names, but those are like the two maybe main ones that I've seen used the most, right? There's the ones with the handles that are a little bit longer, and there are the ones that are literally like, you know, like a ball or the heavy ones, the 200s, the 250s, start looking more like a huge cylinder. But yeah.
Which one would you go with? If you, I mean, so I have, let's just for reference point, you have like the med ball type, right? Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to describe it. A med ball type. Yeah.
Then obviously as they get bigger, they start to turn into more of like a cylinder, your point. Or you have the ones where instead of going vertical, they actually go wide. So that's a good way to think about it, right? Which one, if you could pick one, which one would you go?
I think that the vertical ones with the handles are more versatile. Like if you were like literally starting from scratch on buying equipment, I think that to your point, that's like a very versatile piece of equipment because it has the handles. You could do rows. You could do like presses overhead very easily. You could do a bunch of stuff like the, it's limitless. But I think that if you're like trying to find sandbags that supplement having a barbell and having dumbbells already, I like the med ball type ones because they allow you to load the body in a very different way than the dumbbells and the barbell. So that would be my kind of like broad stroke suggestion is if you're trying to like, hey, equipment bang for my buck, I think the long sandbags with the handles is like a good first option. But I think if you already have a gym, you have barbell, you have dumbbells, and you're just trying to add something different that's going to keep things interesting and load the body in a different way, I really like the med ball type sandbags. I use it 2-3 times a week. I've said this before, like my go-to warm up on days that I'm not being a wuss about it is to take the 100, bear hug it and go for like a 300 meter walk. Dude, you're warm. You've done some work, lights up your posterior chain. Everything's activated. And it's like mentally, it's a little bit of a grind too. And it's something that you can definitely get into doing zero warm up before, because when you just start, like you pick it up, it's not heavy to pick up, not that heavy. You start walking, it's not bad. You're almost like warming up as you go, but towards the end, like you're almost like working. And it's a really nice way. We've talked about this again before as well. A big point of the warm up is to get from like not being in workout mode to getting into workout mode as fast as you can so that like you're ready to go, ready to start. And sometimes if you walk into the gym and you're just kind of like, you know, moving your arms around, maybe you open your phone, you could go like 15 minutes before starting your workout, but doing something like grabbing a sandbag and walking with it, like you go from not being ready to like, okay, let's go in like 3-4 minutes.
You know, you brought up a really good point for the sandbag, and I wasn't expecting this answer for this question, but it's like, if you ask about how do you incorporate a sandbag, I think the first question is what type of sandbag are you getting? And when you're talking about this horizontal one, I do think that relates more to a barbell or a set of dumbbells. It's more similar. So if you want to like replace it, I think that's good. But to your point, the med ball one is almost like in addition to, because even if you put that on your shoulder, this is a much different position where you put it on your shoulder, like up against your head, than across your back, like the wide sandbag would be, which would be more like a barbell, right? So I think it depends on what you're looking to do. And then also shout out to GoRuck, because at the men's club meetups that we do every week, I've been using these jerry cans a lot, and the jury's still out on them, but I'm almost convinced that they are the optimal sandbag. And the jury's still out, but you could do a lot of stuff with them, and you could actually take them and put them in a backpack. And now you don't need to buy a metal plate. You could just use a jerry can insert as your loaded component. So something to think about for people that are in the market for a sandbag is just be open-minded to looking at those different things, because it's useful, especially when you're traveling. But if you want to incorporate that with our Forge program, you're like, there's no rules to this game. Like if it's working for you, if it's providing you a stimulus, if you're getting what we're looking for that day, and it feels damn good, just keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to switch it up, like the best one to make it as similar to a barbell is the one with the handles on it.
Yeah, man. I think that at the end of the day, we want people to train hard. And obviously we think that the programs on our app are a great way to do that, because you have something if you're trying to get jacked, you have something if you're trying to be a capable human being, and we have something if you're like short on time and just want minimum effective dose. We have you covered. But at the end of the day, if you're just like, you know, finding workouts on Instagram, like there's something else you like and you're training hard, that's the point. Like that's the goal. That's what we want everyone to do. And I think that really relates to this question of how do I replace this if I don't have this piece of equipment? Because at the end of the day, any program worth its salt is going to have you squatting, hinging, pressing horizontally, pressing vertically, pulling horizontally, pulling vertically. Like if you're hitting those things more or less every week, you have all your bases covered. So just think about that when you're replacing equipment, because if the movement that day is a squat, just squat with a sandbag. If that day it's a hinge, just find a way to hinge with a sandbag. If it's a vertical press, find a way to vertical press with a sandbag. You want to keep the movement pattern the same, but don't trip yourself up about like, well, how similar is the workout is calling for a barbell strict press and all I have is a sandbag. We're really just asking you to press vertically. Grab a sandbag, press vertically. That's it. You know, like I think if you take a step back and simplify what it is that you're trying to do with fitness to that, like hitting all your bases with those basic movement patterns, you can't really get it wrong. The only way to get it wrong is to just like not do it.
That's it. Yeah. Go grab a rock. The only way to do it wrong is
Seriously. Like go grab a rock, go grab like, you know, a log, something. Yeah. Yeah.
The only way to do it wrong is not to do it. There you go. That's it.
That's the mic drop. We'll end it there.